Fair.
Let's see, if we're talking about Robert E. Lee, we might say he was the greatest Confederate general. Mm-hmm. Okay. The man who presides over a court is the
judge.
Okay. What do you call someone who's in grade school?
Pupil?
Mm-hmm. And in high school?
Student.
Well, and college?
I call them students, too.
Okay. But you wouldn't use student for grade school?
No, wouldn't. Just pupil.
Okay.
The
girl who does the typing in an office is the
stenographer. Uh-huh. Or secretary.
Okay.
Three.
Someone, a woman who is on stage is an
actress.
Mm-hmm. And someone who comes from this country is someone who comes from the United States is from the United States.
Oh,
someone from here is a what nationality?
A native.
Uh-huh, but what nationality?
American.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see, terms, do you have any terms for people who move out in the country and are out of touch with town life?
Urbanites?
Uh-huh. That live out in the country?
Suburbanites.
Uh-huh. Well, way out in the country, away from towns, and they're out of
country people.
Okay. If you're busy and someone asks you to do something, you say, well, I can't do it right now, but just
wait.
Mm-hmm. Can you come
now?
No,
I'll be busy.
Uh-huh. But rather than just saying that you're busy, you want to tell a person that
I will come later.
Uh-huh. But in a very short time, you say,
so I'll be through.
Mm-hmm.
I will come presently.
Okay.
You could use the other thing. So
if it's only going to take you 60 seconds, you would say, I'll be
there. Quickly.
At once.
Yeah. What's another way of saying 60 seconds?
In a minute.
Okay. If it's not going to take any longer than 1 minute,
you would
say,
be there in a minute.
Okay, would you
ever say just
a minute?
Just a minute.
When would you say that? What would you use that for?
I wanted to wait a minute. Kind of did, but I was coming. I wanted to put off coming.